Hello, you're stuck in Trial with Wolf Gorlick. A few minutes riffing on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the vulnerability in Samba and using that to illustrate two principles that we hold near and dear to our security hearts. One is that many eyeballs make shallow bugs, open source maxim. And two is security at H.D. Moore's law, right? The fact that security advances at the pace in which anyone can download a vulnerability from Metasploit and fire it at your systems. But the tip for you is this. Check out CVE 2017-7494, which is a new vulnerability in Samba, which allows people from remote to attack your Linux-running Windows file server and do remote code execution. Pretty nasty. And it's now in Metasploit, hence H.D. Moore's law. H.D. Moore's law says that if it's in that the pace in which common attacks occur happens at which the modules get into Metasploit, because why? It's easy to download, easy to configure, fire up Kali, scan the internet. So everyone's scanning for this vulnerability right now, and everyone's firing it at Samba server. Samba, of course, being the SMB or SIFS protocol emulator that runs on Linux that allows a Linux server to look like a Windows file server. Now, you may go, what do you mean? I thought open source was secure. There's a thought that open source is secure because of the concept of many eyeballs, right? Many people can see the source code. And because many people can see the source code, the likelihood of any bug being discovered is much higher. And because it's much higher, right, the depth of the bugs needed to be detected is shallow. So many eyeballs make shallow bugs. Problem is, it doesn't quite pan out that way these days. Because so many of these vulnerabilities are complicated, so many of these vulnerabilities require really smart eyeballs, right? I can't just read the Samba code and go, there it is, look, that looks just like WannaCry, but only on Linux. No. And probably you can't either. Maybe you can, maybe you can't, but it's very rare. So even though we've got many eyeballs, the bugs necessarily are not becoming any shallower. And this is a good case of that, in which this vulnerability has existed for around 7 years, if you trace back the code. So we like to believe that open source exposes more bugs, and the possibility is there, but the reality is that you oftentimes need a very well-trained vulnerability analysis or analyst to spot these things, right? And their eyeballs are rare. So many rare eyeballs make bugs shallow? Maybe we need some addendums there. Fortunately, with this vulnerability, it has not yet been wormed. We're not seeing wide-scale activity. That's probably because there's not a lot of Linux servers pretending to be Windows servers out there. But if you're running it, check it out. Patch. What do you think? What does this tell us about open source or about security in general? Comments, social media. Hit me up. Cheers.